South Florida, celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
There is no tragedy in life like the death of a child. Things never get back the way they were. That is from Dwight D. Eisenhower. Good evening and welcome. I am Jill Tracy. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hot Talk, South Florida's number one community affairs show. Each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1 a.m., we highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of the world with you and an engaging panel of guests. And I invite you to join the conversation, 888-550-9105. My jewels tonight are from our 34th President of the United States, Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1953 to 1961. Could that possibly be the period of Americana of which Donald Trump speaks? You know what? Actually, I do remember my great-grandmother having an I Like Ike button among her belongings. And all things considered, it may have been a less violent than many other moments in great American history. And some of that should be attributed to Eisenhower. Yes, he tried to buy off Martin Luther King, bribe him. Yes, he did, but King could not be bought. That is something to keep in mind as you elect a new slate of people to represent you this election season. And my very first guest tonight does an amazing job at representing Miami Gardens, Councilwoman Lisa Davis. Welcome. I don't think they heard that. Good evening, Lisa Davis.
Good evening, Jill. How are you? But I wanted to say one thing before you move along with those great questions for the wine and food. First of all, I need to say I need everybody starting tomorrow. Tomorrow starts early voting. I have to say this.
Yes.
And I need for everybody to get out and vote.
Yes.
Your vote does count. Your voice does count. So get out tomorrow and vote.
And vote. Yes. If you haven't gotten your ballot in the mail yet, that means that you have time to go to the poll now before it gets busy. Oh, okay, Chef. Was about to put you out. Okay. With no snacks, you gotta give Mark some. Yes, early voting starts tomorrow, and many thanks to our dear Frederica Wilson, who called in last week to share the 411, actually, on voting this season. We'll be talking a lot about the last debate and our 16 days left to the big day. I'm starting to get chills. I'm just a little beklempt. I don't want to get excited, but I am excited that tonight we finally have a Trump supporter in the building. Yes, I know. I heard all of you go, what? Finally. Yes, we finally have a Trump supporter. He's here on vacation with one of my dynamic duo, Chris Norwood, and we're going to be talking to him a little bit later. But yes, Miami Gardens Wine and Food. So now you had a big event on Friday at Miramar Cultural Arts Center.
I did. It was this Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It was an all-white party.
I heard it was cute.
Yeah, it was not only cute, it was elegant and sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And we had over 300 people that came out to support the wine and food, the pre-wine and food experience. It was a great,
so they had a chance to sample a lot of the chefs.
We had some of the chefs there, and we had some of the bakers there. We had sweets, and we had the great food from each and every one of our chefs, and the one that's sitting here tonight as well.
Yeah, so please introduce me to our chef that's here tonight.
Okay, we have Chef Anthony.
She's like, and...
Wrong name.
No,
Chef Manny, who is a great, he's a firefighter.
Yes.
He's a firefighter.
Welcome. Yes. Welcome, Chef Man.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? All right.
How are you? Are you sure you haven't done radio?
I'm always on TV.
Oh, are you?
So, you know, just a little bit.
So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. So now what will you be doing at, what will you be preparing at Miami Gardens Wine and Food this season?
Well, I'll be doing a couple things. One, I'll be a part of the MasterChef competition.
Awesome.
Me and another two chefs will be going head-to-head in a culinary battle to see who's the best MasterChef. And also, too, we're having a booth there where I'll be giving out samples of a surprise dish of some goodness here.
Some, not this goodness right here.
No.
Mark, did you taste that?
Okay, so what happened is that, I wanted to come here. I just can't come empty-handed.
You know.
So I brought you some goodness. A seafood salad, real quick and easy to make. Did some crab meat, some cooked shrimp there.
Now, is this crab with a C or crab with a K?
This is a crab with a C.
Okay, very good.
With a C. we got some fresh vegetables in there. Got some peppers. You got some tomatoes. Did a little cilantro and did a little lemon vinaigrette dressing on it. It's really
okay,
good.
Okay, did you make this lemon vinaigrette? It's amazing.
Yes. It's real easy, real simple to make. Some lemon, some vinegar, some red peppers, some garlic.
It's really, really good. Norwood, did you taste this?
No, I have not.
Okay, you don't have to make that happen. That's really, really good. Okay, so this is going to be... And Norwood got right about that chip.
And it's healthy. It's healthy.
It is. Well, you know, there is a little... I can only have a couple of spoons of this, but... It is very good. This lemon vinaigrette is amazing. I know there's oil in there. I'm trying to avoid oil.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's virgin olive oil. It's extra virgin olive oil.
It don't matter.
It's not that bad, So I try.
That is lovely.
Thank you.
A chef, Jennifer Smith on Facebook Live says, a chef and a firefighter. Yeah, it's a good thing. Look.
Yep.
It is. It is very healthy. Awesome. Okay, so now we also have another. We have a young lady who came empty-handed. But that's okay. She's here. She is in the Sweet Freak competition, and your name is?
Portia.
Hey, Portia. What's the name of your business?
The name of my business is Sweet Peas Homemade Cakes and Things.
I bet they're good, too.
Yes.
Not like we know because we can't try.
I came empty-handed. I was told you couldn't have sweets, so...
Well, I can, but you see all these other people here.
I make it up at the event.
Okay. So, Mark, that's good, right? That lemon vinaigrette is amazing, right? That's good stuff. Okay, so you are going to do this. It's going to be like samples. So, now, a lot of people don't understand, Lisa, that you got it? Isn't it yummy?
I got you, please.
Okay.
Oh, here. I got you, boo-boo.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay. We try to pass around two plates of seafood salad between 12 people in here.
Councilwoman.
But, okay, so listen. So now, this year is a little different.
Yes.
They're happy about this salad. This year is a little different, though. It's $75, and it's all in. And so you'll be able to, like, walk around and just sample everything that's in there.
Everything your heart desires, from the wine to the food to the sweets. It is definitely different. It is definitely exciting. I want everybody and anybody to just come out and enjoy what we're doing in the city of Miami Gardens. This is our second year. Fantastic year. Fantastic staff. I'm just ready to move forward with it. It's going to be at Calder Casino. They asked us to come over there. So I want to say thank you personally to Calder and Alexis and the whole team for just partnering with us to bring the wine and food over there to Calder Casino.
Now, you know who I'm waiting to see.
Who are you waiting to see?
The chefs from Tootsie's.
They're coming. They're going to be there as well.
Listen, I heard the food is amazing at Tootsie's.
The food is amazing. for the second time.
Tootsie's is a sponsor. Yeah. It's Miami Gardens, honey. It's, yeah. You know,
right. Tootsie's is a sponsor.
Yeah. But you know, one thing I can say about
keep it real, all the chicks cash.
Tootsie's is a great place. The food is excellent, and that's why.
That's what I've heard.
The food is great.
So you go there a lot?
No, just a couple of times.
Okay.
To get the food, of course.
Okay, of course. Yes. Damn, well, that's a good place to have business meetings,
it's
I'm sure.
It's a very good place to have business meetings.
So, in the building, I'm sorry, what? Okay. Dwight, did you say Dwight, Senator Dwight Bullard is late again?
Yes,
okay, that's what
is.
You said. Arnisha is in the building. She is trying to be back in quiet in the corner, but Arnisha from Juanita's Catering is here. Come on over to the mic and say hello, Arnisha.
Hello.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi,
she
Jill.
Is just thebomb.com. If you all have not been to any event where Arnisha was catering and Juanita's Kitchen was in the building, wait for it, because Juanita's Kitchen, the restaurant is coming.
Oh, Jill, did you just make a public announcement?
I just dropped that mic and walked away. I'm so excited for you, though.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. So 2017,
yes, absolutely.
We can look forward to seeing. And so will you be in the city of Miami Gardens?
Not 100% sure yet.
Okay.
I've been in communication with some of the people in Overtown, the city of North Miami. And I'm sure we'll be talking with Miami Gardens really soon.
I was about to say, y'all better get her.
That's my hometown, and I love Miami Gardens.
That's awesome. So now you're going to be at Miami Gardens Wine and Food as well.
Yes.
Are you going to be, do you have a booth and the whole thing?
Yes.
But you know, I hasten to even call them booths because they're all decked out. They're all really fabulous. Everybody has got to come with it this year because Lux Cakery, she is not playing. She has a full-on penthouse suite. She is not playing. It was beautiful last year.
She set the bar really high.
Right?
And this year, I believe they're ready.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Everyone is ready. And yes, Juanita's Kitchen will be in the
building. Okay, in the building. See, I missed you last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were all the way on the other side, so I didn't get a chance to make it. And then it rained.
Yeah.
But we don't have to worry. Are we outside this year? Is colder
outside?
Outside,
but we're going to have tents. So you
okay.
Don't have to worry about the rain this
Very
year.
Very good.
That's
and
not
so.
The problem.
Yes. Your ex-husband, Lamont Rucker, will be...
My ex-husband.
After yes. Lamont Rucker will be yes. on hand.
Lamont Rucker will be there. He will be one of the hosts.
Yes.
As well as Razor.
Yes. And so it'll be myself, Razor, Lamont Rucker, Marcus Samuelson and... And G. Garvin are they going to be cooking as well, or are they just judging the MasterChef competition?
They're going to be judging, but we're going to see if we can get them to cook up a dish.
A little something.
Yeah, something.
Can't have Marcus Samuelson and G. Garvin in the building and not cook up a little something. Next year, you got to have Darius Cooks.
Yeah, well, next year, I'm looking for Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
You're going to do, what do you mean?
I want, and I'm putting it out there, I want.
That you want. Oh, can we see the faces? I'm sorry. The people on Facebook are like, we're just looking at the wall. Really?
My beautiful, beautiful, I call him
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh,
girl, are you there screaming and hollering at people?
Hell's Kitchen.
You cannot, were you, you were on Hell's Kitchen, that's where you, when you came in, I was like, he looks so familiar. Where did I know him from? Okay, so you were on Hell's Kitchen.
I was a MasterChef.
MasterChef with him.
But I was on him with him. He's a cool guy, real cool guy. Now, he will go off when
Did you win?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't win.
Okay.
But, you know, I was close.
Was it as, like heart-racing as we watch on television?
Yes, it was very heart-racing, very emotional roller coaster. You know, one minute I was happy, next minute I was crying. It was great. It was really good. Really, really,
great.
It's really great.
Neurotic. Schizophrenic was awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
Really good. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
He's very passionate about his food. He's a great teacher. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from him. But it's also, you know, it's like a boot camp. You know, he teach you one time, you better get the first time. So,
right.
Always by the seat of your pants. But
so what was your greatest takeaway from him, that you're using now?
One of his greatest takeaway is just simply of prep and the prepping, and we call it mise en place. So pretty much when you make your food and when you're about to prepare things,
mm-hmm.
always have everything lined up. He always wanted an impeccable kitchen. I mean, like, no matter what you're doing, even if you're cleaning out the guts of something, you better have a clean kitchen when he comes by. So it's one of those things that I picked up from having a real clean kitchen, always having prep work and always planning ahead so you can be prepared and always move efficiently, because he's always moves fast and efficiently.
Right. That's awesome. Great. Okay, so then, will be in the competition on stage. So you already have some experience at this. This won't be new to you.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to be doing the competition. Plus, I'm going to also be having a booth there with some food there. So I'm going to have some actual food that you can sample and taste. So I'm going to do that.
Awesome. And my dear friend, Chef Irie in the building. What's a guan, boy? You got to come over to a mic. I'm telling you, Lisa travels with an entourage, okay? She comes 20 deep.
You know, Jill, don't start that.
It's true. Listen, but I have a little entourage where I go, so it's all good. As long as everybody's playing their position, it's all good. Well, welcome again, my dear.
What's going on, girl? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to
see you.
Good. Same to you.
So we will not be blessed with Chef Irie in the kitchen? You will be there.
I will be there.
Are you cooking?
I will be cooking. I will be helping to set up and manage the production of the MasterChef stage. And I guess I'll also be moderating the event.
Okay.
So we're going to make it lively and fun and make sure the chefs, you know, cut off each other's head while they're at it.
Right.
But of course, yes.
So there'll be no delicacies from...
You
know, oh my god, you know, I think about those. What was it, like a mango rib you did once? Remember the that dish you did when I did the Mayor of Miami Beach's lunch? Remember we did that luncheon together for the Mayor of Miami Beach?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
And Ileana Ross Latham talked about those. You did like a rib or a shrimp or something. It had mango and barbecue sauce. She talked about that forever. Every time I see her, that's all she remembers. She'll remember my name. She just remembers that Chef Irie made that great food at that event.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
I can't wait. So, you know, I met the chefs tonight, actually.
Yeah.
And so we just went over everything that, you know, I just told them to expect nothing and expect everything.
That's awesome.
Because I'm also the one that's responsible for setting up the... the mystery basket. So
okay. Cool. So be kind. We don't want them to have to, you know, try to make us a meal out of, you know.
He'll be kind.
Shoe leather.
I'll make sure of it.
Shoe leather and goat feet and chicken intestines. You know.
Buttercream
icing.
We'll see.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being a part of Councilwoman Davis's entourage tonight. So now, Councilwoman.
If you say that one more time.
But it is a compliment. P. Diddy don't get upset when people are like, you know, who's in your entourage tonight? See, I mean, but you got Ernisha, you got Flora Sweet.
Me.
I mean, you rolling deep. You got DJ Irie. You have Chef Irie. You got Nicole Gates, who also came empty handed tonight.
Beautiful baby daughter over there too.
Well, yeah, but that's family.
Yes. She rolls with me everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Where's the liquor, Nicole? Oh, okay. I'm not drinking, but you know, you can take care of Mark. Mark holds me down. You know. He works 113 hours a week, so I have to take care of him.
A little drinker.
You know. All right, so my dear Portia.
Yes.
So what will you be preparing in the Sweet Freak competition?
Well, I'll be going head-to-head with two other competitors in the cake competition. I don't know exactly what my mystery basket will have. But I'm excited.
So who's doing your basket? Do we know who's doing her basket? Ernisha, you doing it? Chef Irie, you're doing her basket too. Mm-hmm. Okay, be kind to her. do a basket with no sugar. You should make them have to do one dessert with no sugar. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
No, that's not happening.
No sugar. Yes, a Sweet Freak should be able to make a good dish with no sugar.
I want to talk about why she came to this event, and I think that's important. She wanted to touch on that as well.
Yeah.
Why she came
here. So why did you come?
I'm shy. I'm an introvert.
No.
Okay.
I would have never known.
And I got in contact with Ernisha. She had me to do something for her, for her. And she told me about the event, and normally me, if I hear of an event or a competition, I'm like, I'm not dwelling in that. I'm not going to do that because I'm shy. I don't I don't do stuff like that. And so I was like, okay, you know what? Let me step out on faith. Let me do something different. Let me get out of my comfort zone and let me challenge myself. Because if I don't challenge myself,
who will?
Who will, right?
Well, life will, and it won't be good. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. And so I decided to step up to the plate and take the challenge on and go head-to-head with whoever is up against
me. Oh, you don't even know who you're up against yet.
Is it Cafe?
Don't worry about that.
It's a surprise.
Oh, okay.
It's a surprise. Okay.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad that this event, you know, I'm trying to kill me. That this event propelled you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone, and I think that you'll find it to be really exciting. We had a great time last year, and you know, you'll meet lots of great people, and hopefully you'll meet lots of people and do great business. That's one of the great things about Miami Gardens Wine and Food, that a lot of the chefs and restaurants and caterers that are involved in Miami Gardens Wine and Food have not been able to participate in, say, South Beach Wine and Food just because they're, you know, financially prohibitive, and they haven't really reached out to our market. So, you know, you've really, not only have you created a great event, but you've created a space for, you know, local entrepreneurs in the food and culinary industry to really shine.
Correct. And, you know, again, I wanted to do Sweet Freak because my mom, every Sunday, she would make something sweet. And the people that are out there now, bakers, homemakers, they're there. And I love sweets, and I have to say that. But I've seen beautiful cakes, but when you cut them and taste the inside, they are not good. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the content on the inside more so than the outside.
And nothing, to, you know, really super fondant heavy.
Yeah. Yes.
I could say yes. It's like, you know, eating paper after a while.
Yes.
All right. So now definitely. Where can people get tickets to join you at?
They can go to the website. The tickets are now $75. Nobody has any excuse. It's www.MiamiGardensWineAndFood.com. Now, I'll say it one more time. www.MiamiGardensWineAndFood.com.
Just in case you missed that, it's www.MiamiGardensWineAndFood.com. Lisa Davis, Portia, Irie, Manny, Ernisha, Flo, Nicole, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, and we'll see you right before the event.
Yes.
It is Miami Gardens Wine and Food. It is November the 11th.
November the 12th.
Because something else is on the 11th.
From 7 to midnight.
From 7 to midnight at Calder, and we will see you there. And I'll be right back on the other side. Our dear friends, Terry Wright is in the building with his new initiative, Do Not Take My Life, Let Me Live. We'll talk about it. Stay tuned. I am Jill Tracy, and this is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
Hot Talk will be right back on Hot 105.
The Miami Funk Fest returns.
It was so big last year, we needed 2 days to fill it in.
And star the icon, TLC.
And the 305 Strip Daddy. And it's all hosted by Uncle Luke. December 9th and 10th at the Miramar Regional Park in the beautiful city of Miramar. And you know how 105 has the most free tickets. We're giving away 8 pairs a day, 7 days a week, non-stop until December 9th. So lock all of your radios to 105.1 and listen to win your free tickets. And this could be you. The Miami Funk Fest
is brought to you by Variety Entertainment.
And today's R&B and Old School, Hot 105. For more, go to hot105fm.com or download our free app in your app store for more chances to win.
The spookiest time of year calls for hauntingly delicious fun for everyone, starting with the refreshing taste of Fanta. With 100% natural flavors like orange, grape, strawberry, and pineapple, Fanta is the frightfully fizzy, caffeine-free concoction that satisfies the taste of every ghoul and goblin.
Stop by Dion's Oil this Halloween season and pick up a bubbly burst of Fanta. It's wickedly delicious.
Hi, I'm a smoker, and I'm aware that that's bad. I'm aware that my family hates it, and that it costs me over $2,700 a year. I'm aware of all the reasons I shouldn't do it, but none of that changes the fact that it's really hard to quit.
At Tobacco Free Florida, we're here to help you quit your way with free services like Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Tom Joyner in the morning, the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and everybody knows the song.
5.1. Boo. I'm a dear Halloween.
Oh, I thought he was.
He said boo.
You have been able to take her to so many different things. Now you got your voice of the GPS world.
Yes, if you're on Waze and you're trying to find directions, download the Madea app, and I'll show in the hell we'll try to get you there without cussing you out. Turn right at the corner. Watch your head, police is up there. Popo coming.
And we're back Monday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. with the best music information and what's happening in our community.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world. In despair, who really cares? There'll come a time, when the world won't be singing,
when the world won't be singing,
flowers won't grow. Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
die. That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow. Oh,
what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
A bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
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 Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to
kiss. Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save a world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Your views matter to us. Call Hot Talk at 888-550-9105.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Hot Talk. Never miss an episode with the Hot 105 app. You can download it now for Android and iPhone. Next week, from where I sit, we're starting a new series, bringing thought leaders and the famous and the infamous in to talk about love, life, and community. Next Sunday will be the first in a new series I'm calling Race, Politics, and the Community. Who you with? It's going to be good. As is tonight, joining me right now is a brother who is living in his giftedness. Terry Wright owns one of South Florida's most successful businesses, Wright Funeral Home. And, you know, you told me a very interesting statistic. How are you, sir? Welcome to Hot Talk.
How are you doing this evening, Miss Jill Tracy?
I am blessed and highly favored to have you in the building, sir. Even though I do have poodle hair tonight. Yes, if you're on Facebook Live, it's poodle hair. What can I tell you? But I took my twist out before my hairdresser told me then that she would be gone for a month. What's up, John? How are you? In the building. Told me she's going to be gone. And so welcome to my poodle hair.
Looks fine to me.
So listen, thank you so much for coming. I am so enamored with the project that you're working on. Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live. Larry Dogg was the first one. He's like your ambassador, PR, and you know, in the streets and in the schools, and working on so much to help get the word out about Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live. We had a lovely lunch, and you told me all about the organization and how you got started. But share with them how it came to be on your heart to step outside of your work with the funeral home and work on this project as an activist.
Well, it started when we funeralized King Carter.
Mm-hmm.
That just touched my heart, and the Lord dropped in my spirit, "Don't take my life, let me live." And then we made it an initiative.
Mm-hmm.
We made it a movement. We reached out to the different funeral directors and at our national convention, and our president, Mr. Alexander Nguyen, he said he's in, the association supports it, and we have different funeral homes across the country being a part of Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live.
You know, and I've shared it with several people. As a matter of fact, I moderated a panel on Thursday here, there was a bishop who was a police officer, who's now a bishop, has a church here in Hollywood area. And I told him about the Eyes of God project. I told him about the project, and it's kind of a 5-prong project, which you'll share. And that one of them was the Eyes of God, and which is like a program that you are putting cameras on churches and then high crime areas in the community. And he said, "Wow, I wish I had known them last week." And I said, "What happened?" And he said, "Somebody broke into his church, and had those cameras been there, they would have been able to, you know what happened. But as it is, he has no way to know who did that." But how did the project, this part of the project, which is the first that you're beginning, the Eyes of God, how did that come about? How did you come up with that idea?
Being a resident of South Florida here in Miami, mm-hmm. you know, there are cameras on red lights.
Right.
And when you go through a red light or you don't stop, I pay 2 tickets.
Me
due
too.
To my just yelling.
Uh-huh.
So I said on Father's Day, we have cameras on red lights. Let's put cameras on churches in them high-rated crime zip codes. In them. There's a church on every corner here mm-hmm. in Miami. So people don't tell what they see.
Right.
Because they're afraid to say when there's a murder or something happening in their community. So we have the eyes of God. The eyes of God can watch everything for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say anything. The cameras can speak for us.
We'll speak for you. Yeah. And also joining us tonight, who is one of Nicole Gates, who's also Nicole Gates has a PR company and she's working on Miami Gardens Ryan Phone. She also has a client, Evan St. Force. Welcome to Hot Talk. I'm sorry I don't have a chair for you.
No, it's
you have some headphones right there, though. You know. So welcome. Now, you're the director of St. Forest Funeral Home in North Miami Beach.
Yes, that's us.
Okay, and now, have you all ever met?
Yes, but of course.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, really, before I opened up my own funeral home, Evans assists me and let me serve his family through his funeral home.
Awesome.
He was a blessing to us. So
me and
Evans have been friends for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's what I found so striking. I hosted an event for you last year, the 10th anniversary of Wright Funeral Home.
Correct.
Which I think we may be related. That's my family name. Wright is my family name.
Well, you can't go wrong when you're Wright.
This is very true. And I, you know, I haven't met a whole lot of W-R-I-G-H-T Wrights, so we're probably related somewhere down the line. Are your people from Mississippi?
No, we're Bahamians.
Okay, well, some of y'all came from Mississippi.
They came from somewhere, yeah.
Y'all got off the boat early, but the rest of you, the rest of them people, some of them made
some
them over
them,
there.
They may have dropped a couple
yeah.
off.
But no, really. So you're a native of the Bahamas.
I'm a descent. My mother was raised.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say because you do not have an accent at all.
No, ma'am.
Amazing. Anyway, the one thing that I found really impressive about that event was how you had so many other funeral directors from all over the country here to support you for your 10th anniversary. And I remarked to Kim that you don't see that a lot of times in industries. A lot of times in music you'll see others, you know, come together. But you don't necessarily see, like, you know, the Atlantic, unless it's the Grammys or something like that, you know, where they socialize together. I thought that was really impressive.
Yes, most of our colleagues, we come together on special occasions other than funeral services. And when you have the mentality to know who you are and what your worth is, then you don't have a problem with working and helping
tandem
your colleagues.
With, yeah, correct. With other colleagues. That's amazing. So now, Evans, are you working or are you a part of the Don't Take My
yes,
Life,
so,
Let Me Live?
Terry approached us about it a while back
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, piggybacking off of what Terry said. You know, we're a family, and so when he approached me about it, I didn't question it at all. I said I would definitely support his cause. So I am part of it.
So now, Terry, what are your hopes for Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live? You know, in the grand scheme, what would you how would you like for it to impact the community?
Well, this is my hope, that our children see us in a different light,
mm-hmm.
that we show them that there's more than life than just ducking bullets. We love them. We're showing them different initiatives. We had a casting call 2 weeks ago for children between the ages of 8 and 17 years old to
mm-hmm.
be the spokespersons for the movement.
Oh, wow, that's
And they're
great.
Called the Conquistadors.
Nice.
Miss Bridget McKinney spearheaded this movement,
mm-hmm.
and with our casting call, and you would be amazed at some of the kids that came out
mm-hmm.
and pouring out their hearts. Our children are crying for help from mm-hmm. us, and we have had the deaf ear for a while, so mm-hmm. we have to listen to our children, because once we gain their love and their respect, then we can weed out the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. There's a film called Moonlight that just opened. Well, it'll open wide on October 28th. It is a magnificent film. First of all, it's just a magnificent, beautiful film. It's set in Miami, and the lead character's name is Chiron. As he gets older, he changes his name to Black, or he's known as Black anyway. But he is basically about this young Black boy who is trying to find himself and who's growing up in the pork and beans, basically.
Okay.
And it just was, It's a beautiful, it's just a beautiful coming of age story. But it's really touched me, and it, I think it'll touch a lot of people, because you really get a chance to see through this young boy how the ills of society have affected him in a way that I don't think you've ever seen, we've ever seen on film, you know, before. And I don't think that, and I hope that from it, and from what you're doing with Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, and letting the conquistadors kind of tell the story.
Correct.
That people understand just how impactful this is to children, and how what is said in them, you know, by the age of reason, it becomes a part of who you are forever.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, a lot of these kids have seen things. You know, anytime a kid can get a gun quicker than a bike, we have a major problem.
We have a major problem. We was at a school, two schools on Friday, and we launched our Captain Life. Mm-hmm. And we did a skit saying when a kid sees a gun, the first thing you do is freeze, mm-hmm. back up, turn around, and tell a grown-up. Because oftentimes kids see guns, they don't know what to do.
Right.
So we gave them a skit illustration. We said, the first thing you do is freeze, back up, turn around, and go tell a grown-up.
Wow.
So we're trying to...
Wow, and that
action.
We have...
Yes, ma'am. We have to have initiatives. We can't just talk about it. We have to be about it and not just talk. Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Lay the foundation down and be about your father's business.
Yes, and, you know, and that is one thing we talk a lot about, you know, and it becomes topical when, you know, a black person is shot by a cop or others. But the maladies in our community on a daily basis are our job. Like, nobody's going to fix this but us. And that's why I was really, you know, when we sat and we talked, I was like, whatever you need me to do, because we keep thinking that a program or a project or something is going to do it, and it's not. It is hand-to-hand. And, you know, I can't stop talking about the movie because it was really good, but in the movie, you know, one of the male characters, I have to say, steps in where this child is missing somebody to take care of him, and in just a very tender moment takes him to the beach and teaches him how to swim. You know, it's those little things like that that will shape the character of a child that they're missing. Some of these kids have not been outside their zip code. Bridget McKinney on line one. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me. How are you this evening?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. Hey there, Terry Wright and Larry Dog. I heard them on the radio.
Yes, they're
How
here.
You doing, Bridget? My number one executive.
How are you? Good. Listen, I'm calling in because, one, I truly believe in this movement, because I think what has been the absent voice in all of these forums and political stands and corner sidewalks are the children, and this movement obviously gives them an opportunity to put their thoughts and things that they feel that will best serve and change our communities through their voice. And I think this is one of those opportunities where you can empower the youth, and I do commend Terry Wright for his vision on carrying this through for our kids.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And so now the part, Larry Dog, come on over here. The and John, you know, you would, when I tell you that is, what is the saying? Walk softly and carry a big stick. That's my friend John. Yeah, you orchestrate them. Hi, how are you?
What's happening?
Welcome to Hot Talk.
Welcome.
Yes, what happened to your voice?
Lost it last night.
You've done it several events.
Two games.
Well, you can share it with John. Say hello to the people.
John
Hall in the building.
John right in the building.
How are you?
I'm all right, love. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. Glad to have you. So now you all are also a part of Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live.
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me how you got involved.
Well, we got involved in Mr. Wright. That's my brother from another mother. I love him to death. Mm-hmm. We started on Father's Day, and we started in front of the International Longshoremen Hall, in Miami on 8th Street and 2nd Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Right there on the corner.
Right there on the corner. That's where we lined up at for the march. It wasn't in effect until me and Mr. Wright turned the corner and went to the first church. And everything moved in slow motion like I done been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Mr. Wright, I said, Terry, this is going to be big. He didn't know what I was talking about at first. And then as we went on to the next church and the next church, he said, bruh, we got to do something.
Man.
We got to do something.
And I heard you all have Danny Glover's involved as well.
Yes, Danny Glover.
Like a spokesperson for Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live. So now tell me about this five-point program. Now, I know the Eyes of God is your first initiative that you've begun. And if churches want to be involved with that, should they just reach out to you? How do they reach out to you?
Yes. Any churches that would like to be involved, well, not just any churches, we ask that all churches be involved. Because if you have any church members with children, grandchildren, we want to go back and gather all the children together, mm-hmm. and the adults as well. The Eyes of God is a program that all churches could be a part of. It will help not just their church, but it will also help the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because our churches have to come outside the four walls. We have to come out in the community.
Right.
Because, you know, you have church on Sunday and Bible study, and after that, there are people that need...
Well, and a lot of the people that you are, you know, that you are hoping to minister to are not in the church anyway.
Correct.
So, you know, you have to do that outreach to meet them.
Correct.
So, and that relationship that you have with, you know, the church and churches. I wanted to ask, Evan, now your family has several other, I'll be taking it. I'm going to start a GoFundMe to get some more microphones in this building. At least in here, 99 Jam, they got like 6 mics down there. You ever? Well, of course you've been in that studio, but they have a lot of mics down here. I digress. Evan.
Yes.
So now tell me. Now your family has funeral homes in Haiti.
Yes. So we have 3 funeral homes in Haiti. That's where we originally started,
mm-hmm.
and I followed suit here in North Miami Beach. But, you know, following what you mentioned earlier, this really affected me recently because I just had a 5-month-old boy. And, you know, growing up in Miami. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 2nd year anniversary, too. I'm excited
awesome.
About that. Yeah. But growing up in Miami, of course, I did deal with discrimination. But I've noticed for some apparent reason that it's just touched me a lot more since I've had my son because, you know, he's a black, a young black man growing up in our society. So with that being said, it's definitely opened up my eyes. And dealing with it on a daily basis and having to walk these families through it and counsel them is just not easy to do.
Because Terry and I talked about, like, for every one we see on the news, you've buried like 20 or 30 that we just never know.
Exactly.
So you were, you know, on the front line of the epidemic. And being that close and being, you know, in the, there's no other way to say it, but your business has increased.
Yes, it has. Yes.
How do you, I mean, you don't minister to people, but, you know, how do you handle that? I mean, I know on one hand it's good business, but then on the other hand, you're seeing so many of your people who look just like you die, young, black, with lives ahead of them.
Right. Well, it's kind of like what Terry said, you know, it gets to a point where you're just tired of seeing the same thing over and over again, and you get tired of people just talking, and you get tired of people making fake promises. So at the end of the day, if it's not up to you to make a decision and say, okay, I'm going to change the cycle or do something about it,
right.
That's just the only way we can handle it. So I'm just very proud of Terry and all of the initiatives that he's done, and you know, we're doing the same here on our side, trying to make a difference, because, you know, it's about time, instead of just hearing people give you a speech in front of a huge crowd. You might not see us in public, but it doesn't mean that we're not doing our work.
Right. And, you know, speaking of which, I was just reading something I got from Fayola Delicia. I don't think I brought it in here. But they are tomorrow, I think at Reverend Dunn's church, they're doing a asking people to come out and be part of this letter that they're sending to Obama, President Obama, to send more aid to Haiti. So now, how has that affected your family business in Haiti? I know that there are many hundreds of people who have died.
Yeah, well, you know, in Haiti, unfortunately, this is a second tragic situation that we've had after the earthquake. And, you know, with us, fortunately, because we're on ground, we actually see it. And so what we've done is at St. Fort's Funeral Home, we've started collecting items, you know, like dried canned food and water and perishables and diapers. And what we're doing is we're collecting all those things as a whole, and we're sending them to Haiti.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lex, shout out to Lex Pierre, who's doing the same thing. He just came back from Haiti, as a matter of fact. So I want to give people information on how they can reach out and become a part. So if they want to donate items to Haiti, how can they reach out to you, Evan?
Anyone that wants to donate, just come into our office at St. Fort's Funeral Home in North Miami Beach. The address is 16480 Northeast 19th Avenue in North Miami Beach. Feel free to call us at 305-940-1428. Again, the name's Evans with St. Fort's Funeral.
And Terry, now, don't take my life, let me live. Is this my shirt? Thank you all very much. I will wear, I'm proudly wear my t-shirt. So you see I have Desmond Meads on today.
Yes.
Let my people vote. So now people, if churches, other funeral homes, or just concerned citizens want to get involved with you.
This is how I formatted the movement. It's not about Terry, it's about all of us. Like Evans have joined, we have funeral homes in Atlanta, we have funeral homes in New York, different funeral homes. There are five steps I see funeral home to do. Number one, just obtain five churches. You can get more, but get five churches on board. Mm-hmm. Secondly, get the school board on board. Thirdly, get law enforcement on board. Fourthly, get the elected officials on board. Then we have a ball game.
Then we are doing something, and you are in the process of doing that now. If somebody wants to get in the game with you and work with Don't Take My Life, Let Me Live, how do they reach out to you?
They could go to our website, www.donttakemy.life.
Okay, very good.
Get
don't
involved.
Take my dot life.
Yes, ma'am. And sign up. Don't cost you anything.
Don't cost you nothing. I should have played that, Ashton Simpson. Don't take my dot life. I love that. Terry Wright, Evan St. Ford, Larry Dog, and John Reagan, my dearest. Thank you all so much for coming. And there will be more, and we will, you know, keep you updated.
One other thing, if I might say.
Mm-hmm.
On November the 26th.
Although you hear the same music playing you off, but go ahead.
Yes. we're having something. We're having a memorial called Giving Thanks for Life. Those who lost loved ones to gun violence or violence itself. And we're doing Unsung Heroes as well. You remember the movie Why Did I Get Married?
Yes.
Okay, you remember when a young man got killed and they went to the beach and released the lantern?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing on November the 26th across the country. For those of you who lost loved ones due to violence, or you want to do some unsung heroes, on November the 26th, we're going to be at the Hollover Beach at sunset at 5 o'clock for the memorial service here locally. But you can visit our website. For those down south, we're going to have an area. Different areas, we're going to do the same thing for Giving Thanks for Life. That's November the 26th. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Okay. Don't take my life. Your little music about to stop playing. Don't take my dot live, Terry Wright. Thank you so much. And I will have all of that information for you on the Hot 105 website. And, of course, Love Life and the 411. Coming back on the other side. Election 2016. And we have a Trump supporter in the building. And we like him. Stay tuned. Children. On Hot 105. See, there you go. Our theme music just ran.
Hot Talk will be right back
on Hot 105.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
It's true. I'm a smoker. I wish I wasn't, but I am. I'm aware of the health effects.
New reports show cigarettes greatly
affect. I've heard all the ads.
Quit smoking today.
I've read all the warnings.
Smoking causes cancer and heart disease.
And while I agree with every single one of them, I also know that nicotine is incredibly addictive. So while I appreciate all the reminders why I shouldn't do it, what I really need is a way to stop.
Tobacco-Free Florida's Quit Your Way services are here for one simple reason. Support. Offering tools to help you conquer the addiction your own way. Like with our free services, Phone Quit, Group Quit, and Web Quit. Additional tools such as text messages with practical advice, email support and starter kits of nicotine patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW. Quit your way with Tobacco Free Florida.
Hey y'all, this your girl Cheryl Underwood, and you're listening to WHQT, Coral Gables, Miami's Hot 105.
Cox Media Group Station.
Hey there. Well, sorry to interrupt your favorite radio show and all, but this is a very important message. Now, I've heard you say you like the show, out loud even. Maybe you should download the Next Radio app. Then you can listen to the show wherever you want, right on your phone. So when you pull into the parking lot at work and the DJs are about to do that really funny bit, that thing you hate to miss, and you don't want to get out of the car, but you have to, and if you sit in the car, you'll be late and maybe in trouble with your boss. Well, that have a laugh or be late and maybe in trouble with your boss thing, it totally disappears. Yeah, just go to the Google Play Store and download the Next Radio app. Then you can park your car, not be late, and never miss that funny radio thing. And your boss? He thinks you're golden. Download the Next Radio app on your Samsung Galaxy S7, S7 Edge, or Note 7 smartphone. Works on every wireless carrier. Yeah, every single one of them. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. And I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hot 105.